The brand new Mazda BT50, the only ute that's the complete package.
It's been a tough week in radio land, hasn't it?
Oh, toxic. That's what we're hearing. Toxic workplaces.
Jeremy Cordo, radio legend, been sacked.
Yes.
ABC, man has been taken off air for maybe having a few bevvies, maybe.
Or swearing.
Swearing.
That was the 10 o'clock news on Saturday night.
Maybe a combination of both. Mix have decided to have more holidays than we do for the year, having a three-week break.
God, I thought we had the record.
Unbelievable. What's going on in radio land? How in the hell have we survived?
With radio shows and announcers falling over all around Adelaide, it begs the question and launched this special investigation.
Holy moly, did someone let this go to air?
How the hell are Ruin Did still on air?
Are we on?
Yeah.
They rarely know what's going on their own show.
What are we doing next there, Dids?
Well, we move on. Normally go to an ad break now, Ruth.
Or the station frequency.
It's 103.0. And what am I saying? 104.7.
Or the weather.
Triple M, 36 degrees today in Adelaide.
30 odd.
Approximate, yeah.
But it must be cold, considering how often Rue is coughing.
Excuse me. Not going to have my morning cough. Excuse me. You get a chance next week.
They show disrespect for politicians, like former Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
When I called you Tone or Tony, it was just like, I was talking to you like a mate.
And SA Premier Stephen Marshall.
Steve, I see in America, any on ICU, yeah. Steve? So how many ventilators have we got, Steve? Thanks, Steve.
There's a distinct lack of respect for their listeners.
What do you do, Sam?
I work for Australia Post.
Good on you, mate. Not much, then.
You'll deliver here. Oh, come on.
I've been busy as hell.
The boys often getting names wrong.
Let's head to Parkside. G'day, Tommy. What's our band tragedy claim?
It's Tammy.
It's Tammy.
Oh, boy, it was ugly.
Do you mind if we call you Tommy?
Sorry, Tammy.
Yeah,
how about clients?
Hey, if you watch Channel 7 News, sorry, Channel 10, I should say.
Excuse me.
If you watch
For all that 7, money Channel 10 are paying us, no, by the way, it is Channel 10.
Listen.
Want Ruin Dits to read your ad? Maybe not.
What are we doing?
A live read.
Oh, okay.
Well, just bear with me. This is my department. Hang on. I haven't read the fine print yet.
The next time you're shopping for bacon or ham, check for the full bar chart. Dits, can you just shift that hand there so I can read that word? Thank you.
How the hell are Ruin Dits still on air?
I could qualify to be a sex addict.
They really are. The Stephen Bradbury's of Adelaide Radio.
We'll be back on air Tuesday at 6 a.m. Have a great weekend, everyone. Be safe and do whatever you want.
How the hell are Ruin Dits still on air?
Who put that together?
Is that really happened? That was ended on. I can remember all that stuff happened in the last couple of weeks.
And we starred on Media Watch last night on the ABC.
Don't take the mickey out of that. That was bad. We got in trouble, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm not taking the mickey out of it. I'm just saying.
Oh, God, we should be the first ones, obviously. That was unbelievable.
Not good. Right. Anyway.
There's a text message from the boss. Shut up and get off.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruin Dits for breakfast, Amos Gill.
He's at the Melbourne Comedy Festival starring and filling the joint out. Amos Gill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are we?
How are you, Gilly?
Yes, very good. You know, still just trudging away here at the Melbourne Comedy Festival to these horrible people.
But, yes, bloody Victorians. Take their money, though.
I'll tell you, I've just been looking at what's happening there in Adelaide. What did you make of this stat that we're the slowest vaccine rollout?
No, we're always the worst.
We're the highest unemployment,
biggest meth users, you know, whatever. Highest electricity prices.
Best blackouts.
I know why we have the slowest vaccine rollout. It's because SA Health is that run down trying to work out what the bloody hell is wrong with Aaron and Soda from Mix.
Oh, nice one, Billy. You can always count on you to go where you're not
meant
to go.
Have they taken their eye off the ball, have they?
Billy.
I just don't know what it is. They've got this mystery illness, and it's this bizarre illness where it just strikes Soda early in the morning, but then he's out for lunch.
Comes good later in the day.
It's called morning sickness. Haven't you heard of it before?
I mean, I tell you what, if he has got it, he's a super spreader because he's everywhere, Soda. I tell you what, I've been on SA Radio more times than Aaron and Soda this week.
Come on. Get the jabs out there, SA Health, please.
Another thing that I love, did you see our new marketing campaign? I'm sure you guys have spoken about that.
Yeah, tell us.
The go down south with your mouth.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did see that.
Now, that is a proper tourism campaign from South Australia. Go down south with your mouth. It's all everyone's talking about.
Gee whiz, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from the same people that did the, you know, See You in the NT. Remember that one?
Yes.
See like, You in the NT?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the actual genuine tourism campaign.
No. Yeah.
So I've got a few more ideas. If we're going to be going with this sort of sexual innuendo tourism, how about put Iron Knob in your gob?
Too far. This is live, Gilly. This is not the old days of pre-records, Gilly.
Travel to the coast, have a spit roast.
Wind it back safe. A bit. Now.
Marriage has lost its spark. Find it in Renmark.
Yeah, that's better. That's a lot better. That's good place.
Bit of romance.
Right? It's good caravan
saying.
Park, and you like going up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come to Panola 9 months later, pushing a stroller.
Yeah, that's good.
That's borderline. Borderline, but good.
You've done well to rhyme with Panola.
That's fantastic.
We'll finish on this.
Quit while you're ahead there, please.
I'm whining it back here. Now, did you see Channel 9 was hacked by China?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, 70 people hacked the Today Extra show, which Channel 9 are describing to be a ratings boom.
Nice one, Gilly.
I was actually wondering why on earth China would want to hack Channel 9, and I've realised it now. It's because President Xi, he wants to see the blocks. Apartments this season.
Stevie's going to purchase them.
He needs a bit more real estate. Got a few cousins coming over for uni.
You've recovered well. You've done well, Amos.
Sorry, boys. I didn't want to put you on media watch again.
Bit of promotion there.
We could be off air. Good on you, Gilly, and do well at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, mate. Good luck.
Yeah, good to talk.
Take their cash, Gilly.
Amos Gill here on Triple M.
Got our last caller of the week. Let's head out to Gawler East. Kim, what's our band Tragedy playing for $2,300?
I'm thinking maybe The Man by The Killers.
All right.
Stephen Marshall's song.
This fits the gender profile.
After he won the election, he walked into the Hackney to this song.
He did. Now, Kim, what do you like with your music? Are you normally, do you like music?
I love music.
Yeah?
I'll be honest, Hubby and I. Yeah, they're not bad. Probably not more bad. My husband's band.
Okay. I'm getting the feeling you're a bit tone deaf, actually.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Why would you say that?
Oh, well, if she thinks that we're playing The Man by The Killers, I don't know. What is the right answer? Let's go to Mel the Button Pusher. Let's just find out. For $2,300. Make head or tail out of that for $2,300. Kim from Gawler East, you are right.
Oh no! Happy Easter!
Thank you so much.
$2,300. What are you going to do with it, Kim?
Oh well, since Hubby had a helping hand, we might go on a getaway.
There you go. Where would you like to go? Where do you think you'll head to?
Oh, somewhere local, I reckon. Support the tourism. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Now, how confident were you?
My husband was more confident than me, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, now, what's his name, Kim?
His name's Darren.
Darren.
Good on you, Darren. Well done, Darren. And Kim, you're going to have an awesome weekend.
How good's that? $2,300. Now, let's just have a little listen so you can really pick out what we're playing here, Roo.
All right. So this is The Man.
Right.
And this is us.
You're the man.
Yeah.
There you go. See, you can hear it.
When Dit sings, you can really get it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done, Kim.
Good on you, Kim.
$2,300. So congratulations.
Woohoo!
How good's that? Well done. Oh. Gee, we're giving away a lot of stuff. We've given tickets to Hilux Hill in a corporate box. We've given 2 tickets to the Oakbank races with you on the source for Saturday.
Do you think I'll turn up?
Bruno. He'll have a ball up there,
and
Bruno.
Kim and Darren from Gawler East, $2,300 with the weight. We'll have to record a new song. Fitness in the world of AFL is now vital. And in fact, the man who does that, or the person who does it, it's not always a man now, but the people that do it at each club are very, very important all of a sudden. Darren Burgess has been regarded as the guru, and he's worked all over the world. He's been at Port Adelaide. He's at Melbourne at the moment. You wouldn't go and poach Darren Burgess from your boyfriend, would you?
What do you mean?
You wouldn't do that, would you?
What do you mean?
Well, because Darren Burgess is very, very important to the Melbourne Football Club. This is what Caroline Wilson said on Channel 9 last night.
Well, my understanding is that Adelaide Crows and Darren Burgess now have an understanding that he will be leaving Melbourne at the end of the season and will be joining the Adelaide Football Club where he's never worked before.
Roo, it's round two, round three this weekend.
Yeah.
You would disrupt the Melbourne Football Club's quest for glory this year, your boyfriend's club, to get this fella to... You'd do it already at this point of the season.
I was at the Alma Calling Bingo last night. How could I be signing up Darren Burgess?
So you're denying this, are you?
I'm not talking... I've had my issues with talking about people from other clubs.
Oh, really?
Past, so I'll just let it go.
All right. Now, everyone's been talking about the form of Port Adelaide. They're sitting top and how well they're going, Roo. But last night, a bit of an accident at training. They've been injury-free, the Power, but a late head clash between Alira and Charlie Dixon. Apparently, both will have tests this morning. So let's hope they're okay because both very important. And the other one is
have they got concussion? Or?
Well, they're just saying they'll have tests this morning to determine if they're fit to play this weekend.
Okay.
But it's fair to say they've been injury-free, haven't they?
They've had a good run. They've only really had Rosie and Pow Pepper, yep. And there's someone else that I've forgotten about. Jones did his hamstring.
Yeah. Travis Boak, also a hamstring strain. So, again, hopefully they're saying hopefully it's not a tear. They're going to give him scans today. So, yeah, just a couple of issues for Port Adelaide ahead of that game against the West Coast
Eagles. Well,
they
wouldn't want to take any risk with them. So, just going back, Port Adelaide, you're saying, what are you saying there? You got concussion from a bump last night.
No, there's no mention of concussion. Well, it says there was a head clash. That's all it says. Okay. Alira and Charlie Dixon.
All right. We'll wait and see what happens there. Hey, what is happening with that Port Adelaide one, Ditch? Can you go back to it again? Because it's too big a news. You've just glossed over it like they're going to be fine.
No. I'm saying, I'm concerned because... I said injury free. Yes, we did have the Connor Rosie situation,
Charlie Dixon and Alira
have clashed heads at training. It said late in training. They'll undergo tests this morning to determine if they are fit to play this weekend.
And Travis
Boak with a hamstring.
April Fool's Day!
You asshole. Oh, that's really funny. You moron. Oh, very good. Very good. How childish can you possibly be?
They're fit, poor fans.
You wanker. Ken Hinckley, if you're listening, I really apologise for this. I'm really, really sorry.
Drove off the road on the way to work. They're all fine. They'll dominate over there.
I hope you get thrashed by the Gold Coast Suns. I hope you lose by 20 goals tomorrow.
Oh, you are a sucker, Ditch. Took that hook, line, and sinker. I had a cockle on the hook and you went... why haven't we got the sport,
Sean
room?
Maynard. Sean Maynard. Wait till I see you. He writes all this.
Have you got the sport, room?
Yeah.
Anyway, what's happening at Oakbank?
Nah, stick it. You run your own show now.
No.
Anyway, that's our look at sport. All thanks to... Big day at Oakbank Saturday. Huge day. Huge day of racing.
How many races?
Yeah, get up there. Heaps. Oh, loads of races. Have there been any highlights this week? Because it's a short week.
I've got a feeling this is going to be pretty funny.
Oh, really? Have you had some input into this?
Maybe.
All right, let's have a listen.
The top five things we've learned on Roo and Ditz this week.
Top four. It's a short week. Number four. We learnt Ditz is on the board for the Oakbank Racing Committee. And Roo is sorry he asked.
Oakbank have got a big day on this Saturday, is it?
Yeah, so it's a three-day carnival. So Wednesday, first of all. So big day this Wednesday. We're having a bit of a corporate lunch up there.
Okay, well, that's probably Oakbank wrapped
up. And we're allowed 10,000 people up there on Saturday.
Beautiful.
So head along to Oakbank. It's going to be in the 30s. Perfect day to go along. Have a real day out with the family. And
okay, probably enough about Oakbank for now. Number three.
No sleep till!
This week, we learnt Roo was very tired.
Just need some sleep.
Yeah.
So tired.
Well, yeah, just... Throw to the phones, Roo.
All right, 133353. I'm tired.
He was so tired. He was getting names wrong.
G'day, Tommy. What's our band tragedy playing?
It's Tammy.
It's Tammy.
So tired. He didn't know what was coming up next.
Anyway, what are we doing next, there, Ditz?
Well, we move on. Normally go to an ad break now, Roo. Have you done this one?
Smooth. Yeah. Okay.
Eventually, he sort of knew what was coming up next.
Hey, what is coming up now, is it?
It is.
It is.
Rue was so tired, he couldn't even get his horse tips right.
Race 9, number 20. It's called Mullagalamore. It's like the place that Nick Murray's from. Where's he from?
Gum and Grongo Grongo Matong.
Well, this is race 9, number 20. Mullagalamore. One of those horses to win.
Speaking of horses, Ditz, what's happening this long weekend?
10,000 people were allowed this Saturday. Beautiful. Up here at Oakbank. Biggest picnic race meeting in the world, so be a part of it. And by the way, if you want to go, just get online and buy a ticket because it's the only place where you can actually bring your
all
own
right,
grog,
Ditz,
your own food. Have a
number
ticket.
Two, we learnt Roo's news quiz should probably be called Roo's loose quiz.
Question number 4. After alleged orgies, sexual harassment, what do they now want banned from Parliament House?
Ditz.
Ditz.
Men.
What's the answer, Adam or Matthew? What do they want banned from Parliament House now?
Adam. Seat sniffing.
Seat sniffing.
Very close, but not quite right, Adam. And you wouldn't believe what the prize for the quiz is. Tell them, Ditz.
The prize, this is worth winning, 2 tickets to go to the Oakbank races on Saturday. Frock up and go into the corporate marquee. You'll get a beautiful lunch, a few drinks.
Number 1, we learnt what people do on the side for a bit of cash.
Creative ways to make a crust on the side.
That's right, you've got to put food on the table.
When I was 17, I used to clean graves at night.
Cleaning graves at night, Roo.
Bit of a dead-end job, that one.
How do you earn some cash on the side?
When I was younger, me and my best mate used to collect and bag up pine cones and sell them to people for their fires.
Yes, well, selling done. Bags of cones. That would have been dangerous, wouldn't it?
How does Ditz make a bit of money on the side? Maybe it's by giving Oakbank a couple of mentions.
Hey, if you're at a loose end, I've been talking about Oakbank all week, but today, Wednesday race, is the second day of the carnival, OK? So if beautiful. You want to
the top
head up
five
today,
things we've learned on Roo and Ditz this week.
Oh, that's unfair. Come on.
You have been like a broken record. Bloody John Laws. Oh. I tell you what, you'll be in court next week.
I want a grandstand named after me.
You should get one. You should be a bloody life member. Take that segment to your board at your next board meeting and say, I'm doing my job. That's why we've got 10,000 here on Saturday.
Ruined
it's the only
on
carnival
Triple
you can bring your own food and booze.
Yeah, there you go. Ruined it's here on Triple M, all thanks to Oakbank Racing Club. a lot of talk around Adelaide at the moment, toxic culture in the radio industry, Roo, and I won't have it. I won't have it. There have been sackings, there's infighting, drunkenness.
People on holidays.
Yeah, people won't work together. People won't come back to work. All sorts of things happening. And I want to
doesn't happen here.
I want to put a flag in the sand or whatever. What's the right saying I'm trying to look for? What do I want to do?
Do you want to draw a line
in
the sand?
Thank you.
Flag in the ground.
That's it. Flag in the ground, line in the sand. Thank you very, very much.
You've just done a Mark Ricciuto or Tex Walker.
Because I'm here to say it doesn't happen at Triple M.
The story of Roo and Ditz began 10 years ago.
Hi, Roo. James Pedersen, General Manager at Triple M. How's things?
Good, mate. What's up?
I want you to do a show over here, take on Double A Mix.
Yeah? Who am I working with?
Chris Dipmar.
This is a prank? What are we going to talk squash for 3 hours?
Mate, I don't think he's any good either, but there's no one else in Adelaide.
Yeah, but he talks about Port all the time.
G'day, Ditz. James from Triple M. I'll cut to the chase. We want you to do a show.
Who with?
Roo.
Are you mad? Crow wanker.
Ditz, Roo said he'd only work with you and that you're the best radio talent in Australia, so...
How much?
Dollars.
All right, I'm in.
Fast forward to last week's team meeting.
Thanks for attending, everyone. Shush. Everyone, listen up.
Yeah. How long's this going to take? I've got kids' footy soon.
I've got beef and burgundy club.
I've got a fake tan I've got to get to.
I've got kids. I don't want to go home.
All right. First item on the agenda. I'm worried about the culture within our team.
Oh, piss off.
Now, come on, guys. We need to work on this. Has anyone got any suggestions?
Oh, yeah. I actually just got a text message from that really hot guy from the Woolshed on Saturday night.
Brilliant. Oh, what'd he say?
Roo, if you're going to give a tip, can it bloody win?
Ditz, if you do an ad for Solitaire, can it please go less than 3 minutes. Alice, the 8 o'clock coffees have dropped off. Is it too much to ask to get one during the 8 o'clock news?
Are you kidding me? I'm not your bloody coffee bitch.
Yes, you are.
Shut up, you bloody ringer.
Can I say something?
Just push the buttons, Mel.
I want a car park closer to the lift.
Shut up, Mel.
Piss off the lawyer.
Yeah. There is no toxic culture.
No, it's fine, and we are going well.
Thank
but
you.
It might be a good idea if we go on holidays this weekend.
Right.
Have a little smell.
So I take it this segment is called Someone Actually Likes Dits. Is that what?
Well,
is that
there's, where I think there's two people, not one.
Two.
One bloke's name's Johnny, and he's. Mate,
oh,
I
yeah.
couldn't find
Johnny,
his other name.
Johnny and his mate.
Johnny and his mate.
Where have you dragged
look,
them
I was
out
just
of?
Working and scouring through the internet. I had to go deep, this. It wasn't easy to find.
Yeah.
But I did find this.
Welcome to PSA Squash TV on YouTube.
Right, Squash TV. This is going off, Dits. It's had 3,000 views this segment. 3,000 views.
What, this morning?
In 6 years.
In 6 years.
Okay. I've cut some great grabs out of this. I dedicated an hour of my life to this yesterday.
Why? Why would
for
you?
For 4 minutes of gold. Listen to Johnny and his mate talk about your work ethic on the VersaClimber.
Now you're talking.
Want another training story?
Oh, always.
Come on. Chris Dittmar. Chris Dittmar.
I want to hear this
VersaClimber.
Oh. Yes, I know about this.
Yeah, I'd heard about the VersaClimber. I'd heard that Dits couldn't do any impact training on the court. He just
bad knees.
He was limited to 45, 60 minutes a day of on-court sort of stuff, either a game
That's
or pressure feeding. So he was on the VersaClimber all the time. And I got to the Institute, and he's on the VersaClimber, and I sort of was watching. And had the VersaClimber had a measurement of feet per minute.
Yeah,
and the maximum was 240.
Yeah,
and I'm watching Dits. He's doing 5 minute sets, and it's just got dash dash dash. And I'm thinking,
he's just hitting the top.
Well, maybe he's got it off.
Yeah.
No, he's above the top. That's
really?
The thing. So we sort of thought, well, we'll give that a go. And we were lucky if we could hold that for a minute, doing minute intervals.
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing
Dits
five
doing?
Minutes.
Well, the VersaClimber machine. It's one of those ones you go into a gym and it's always empty because it's the hardest machine to use.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Why people don't want to go on it.
No, it was intimidating just to watch Chris Dittmar.
It's intimidating. You sure what, you went on the scales and you went dash, dash, dash?
I told you. It's the toughest sport on earth.
A 5 minute set. It's like, usually going to gyms and there's just no one on them because they're so hard.
Right.
They fell in love with you again, Dits.
Oh,
have a listen to this.
They used to do it in the sauna as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
That was for the 89 World Open.
Yeah.
There was a news report on Channel 7. I remember I'm 16 years old coming up and you see. The news report about squash, I was like, wow, you know, and there's Dits in the sauna replicating the conditions in Kuala Lumpur coming up. And as it, I mean, he did that for 6 weeks.
Six
shows
weeks.
How dedicated he was.
Fair to say,
you were so dedicated.
I was a bit thinner there.
In the sauna. And
do you know whose crazy idea that was? Neil Craig.
Neil Craig.
Neil Craig said to me, he said, right, you got to play in Kuala Lumpur? We'll get you in a sauna trainer.
Sauna.
Are you mad?
That's right. But then these guys, this was just the greatest game of all time.
There you go.
That was the,
that's
that
the,
was
one,
the event
yeah, that's
where he
the
beat
one.
Jahangir 3-2.
120 minutes.
Which was unbelievable.
Your dad's commentating.
Yeah, dad's commentating. It's
hairs on the back of the neck, just thinking
about
it.
Oh, hairs on the back of the neck.
I'd like to just,
are you all asleep yet?
I don't know if he'll ever watch this, Chris Dittmar. He's into broadcasting.
Yeah.
Maximum respect.
Absolutely.
Maximum respect.
See you, Chris.
See you, Chris. Maximum respect.
Don't.
See you, Chris.
Don't.
Love, love.
Have you got their phone numbers?
Squash TV. If anyone out there wants to stick pins in their eyes.
If you're having trouble sleeping.
If you're having a shocking Easter.
If you've got insomnia. We can make it.
If you've got no mates and no opportunities to do anything decent this weekend, tune into Squash TV and listen to Johnny.
Come around Friday, Good Friday, and we'll watch that replay, if you like, of Jahangir Khan. We can watch it. Five sets. Only take about 3 hours.
Oh, 5 minute sets. This bloke, he was intimidating. Oh, God, stuff.
Listen, you are a tosser.
No,
move
that's
on.
That's all right. I love you.
You've already won $20,000.
Hey, what's your password?
You just need to figure out the password.
Forgot password?
Find out how. Monday, April 12th.
104.7. Adelaide's Triple M.
On Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Apparently the Lockleys Hotel was going off after race three last week.
Oh, really? Well, the big 10-1 winner.
And they win at $10. She's beers are on us, Dits. You start shouting the bar when those sort of things happening. Got two tips for Oatbank, Dits, where you're going to do your best work on the weekend. First one I'm not overly confident about. I'm just saying that. I tipped it 2 weeks ago and it disappointed. It's called Streetcar Stranger.
Don't they often say don't chase them? Don't chase the losses.
They follow it up. This one's got gear change. It's got the winkers on. Race 7 at Oakbank, number 14.
What do winkers do for it?
Make it just run straighter so they concentrate.
Can I get some winkers?
You need some winkers to stop.
Keep me on the straight and narrow.
Stop looking at the fillies at the track at Oakbank.
That's it. Just tunnel vision on it. Keep getting whacked on the back of the head.
This is a tough race. Just put $1 each way on this thing. You'll get double figure odds on it, okay?
What was it called again?
Streetcar Stranger.
Righto.
Just a very small each way bet. I'm not overly confident on that. Mm. But I tell you what.
Right.
If that gets up, and even if it doesn't, beg, borrow, or steal a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Race 8, number 8. How do you pronounce that one? Is it called Placer?
Oh, I'm not. I haven't got
Placer,
it in front of
me. Placer, I think.
Spell
it
for me.
Placer.
Yeah. I would have thought. Something Placer, like Placer, yeah.
Race 8, number 8, anyway. That's easy to remember. But it should sit midfield. Its last two runs have been really good. I reckon it's really suited this race. I've had a little bit of a crack at it too, just quietly. Mm-hmm. So have an Easter egg each way on this.
All right.
And at Oakbank, and hopefully can get the chockies.
Get the chockies. Fantastic. Yeah. I like it, Rube. Like the puns.
Have a great weekend, everyone. It is a great weekend to get out and see your families and friends and your mates and travel to the regions. But don't race. Don't be an idiot on the roads. I hate people who drive too fast over on the busy roads. Just get there and have a great weekend and... when are we going to catch you soon?
A couple of weeks.
We got holidays.
We got time off.
Yay! All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. Go the Crows and go the Power.
Go the Power. It's on Triple M today. They're rocking Adelaide from Salisbury to the Bay. Are we ever going to hear Ruin Dits again? Depends if they have a big night.
The brand new Mazda BT50, the only ute that's the complete package.